It is all but certain that Californians will experience another big earthquake sometime in the next 30 years. Big meaning 6.7 magnitude, the size of the Northridge quake in 1994. That one killed 57 people and caused billions of dollars in damage. The U.S. Geological Survey and California Research Groups issued this latest prediction. Tom Jordan was a member of that research team, and he's here now. How do you know with such certainty your prediction is a 97% chance for Southern California, a 93% chance for Northern California that a big earthquake will hit in the next few decades?
Well, I have to say, first of all, that these probabilities are not certain. They have uncertainties associated with them. But we get these estimates by putting together information of many types. We know where the faults are. We know how seismically active they are. And we know when the last earthquakes occurred. So this study, which is sort of the first of its kind for all of California, has synthesized this information into this set of probabilities.
First of its kind because?
Well, this is the first time that we have done a comprehensive earthquake forecast for the entire state using a uniform methodology, using the same techniques in both, for example, Northern California and Southern California. There have been previous studies, regions of California that were comprehensive, but nothing that covered the entire state.
Now, the core of your prediction, as I understand it, is by looking at various faults and seeing when the last time an earthquake has erupted, and that, at least here in Southern California, that hasn't happened in a long, long time.
That's right. That's the essence of it. Let's take an even bigger earthquake than the one you mentioned. You mentioned 6.7, but let's take a magnitude 7.5. That would be a much larger earthquake than the 1994 Northridge earthquake and potentially much more devastating. The numbers we get for Northern California for the probability of such an earthquake in the next 30 years are about 15%.
15.15.
Mm-hmm. In Southern California, that same number is 37%. So it's higher in Southern California. And the reason for that is it has been longer since we had a large earthquake. There was a very large earthquake in Northern California in 1906 that destroyed the city of San Francisco. Whereas the last earthquake comparable size in Southern California was in 1857. And if you go along the San Andreas Fault, there's actually a section of the San Andreas Fault to the southeast where there has not been a large earthquake since 1680. That's a long time ago, and for that entire time, the stresses have been accumulating on the San Andreas Fault, and in other words, the spring is being wound, and those parts of the faults are ready for a big earthquake.
Now, some seismologists do differ with that theory. They say that there are some areas that recently had quakes actually did experience many more shocks than the high-risk areas, the areas that had this built-up pressure. And so I'm wondering if there is some dissent and disagreement within the earthquake community.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to. There certainly are different opinions about the likelihood of these earthquakes. And I should say that this study considered different views and actually factored those into the analysis in the form of an uncertainty that is carried through the study. But it's a complicated business. There mm-hmm. is lots of room for improving our understanding. One of the issues is, when an earthquake happens, it triggers other earthquakes. So we have seen in other parts of the world that you essentially get sort of earthquake storms where you get one earthquake and that will generate other earthquakes. And that is difficult to factor into this type of analysis at this point.
So what should I, as a listener to you, take away from this? Should I go out right away and prepare my earthquake preparedness kit? Should I?
Absolutely. And in fact, this is a very good reminder when a study like this comes out that we live in earthquake country, that the chances of having a large earthquake are high, and that we should be prepared all the time. I mean, we can't predict it with any precision or any reliability the time and place an earthquake is going to occur. So our forecasts are based on these sort of long-term probabilities. But it does remind us that we should be prepared for earthquakes at all time. Big event could come tomorrow. It could come 10 years from now. It might be 30 years from now. But eventually it will happen, and we should be prepared.
Tom Jordan is director of the Southern California Earthquake Center at USC. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, we should be prepared. But how prepared are we? producer Vanessa Romo went to knock on some doors near our studios in Culver City.
Hi. Hi. I'm with National Public Radio. I'm going door to door asking people if they have an earthquake emergency kit.
I think we do, actually.
I do have a...
I mean, it doesn't help, but it's buried in the garage.
An
earthquake kit from PBS.
No, we don't have any, but we have some army food in the garage.
In the motorhome. We had it in the motorhome. We just brought it in the house.
Yes. It's in the back of the garage. But I do have one, yes.
Okay, what sort of things do you have in there?
Oh, the basics, water, dry food.
First aid kit and flashlight. And
lighter, matches.
We had a...
bandages and...
one of those small radios that runs on a battery.
Food, huh. That's a thought.
I've lived in L.A. for 60 years, and so I've seen them all.
We had a big one in 1932. We had a big one in 1970-something.
Yeah, the most recent one was at the Northridge earthquake.
And we're used to it.
Worrying about the next big one is kind of like me worrying about getting eaten by a shark when I go surfing.
Well, I guess we're due for one. It's been a long time.
You know, that was producer Vanessa Romo just walking around Culver City right here near our studios and asking people about this. The odd thing is almost everyone she spoke to, Madeline, mm-hmm. seemed to have a kit.
Yeah, I'm not quite getting that.
Well, she knocked on 17 doors. 8 people refused to be interviewed because they don't have any.
I think I would have been among them.
Me too. Today is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.